This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إنا فيها يا ربنا من المقبولين. اللهم آمين. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, when you sleep, you hear someone talking, you start, you know, being alert a little bit. You wake up, basically. But you might not open your eyes yet. So you're asleep, someone calls your name, you open your eyes, you hear first, and then you open your eyes. Right? So this is the situation we're in right now. All of a sudden, we were asleep, we were not paying attention, we were not focusing, and then we started hearing the word Ramadan. Someone says, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Someone started reciting, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Someone started talking about time management of Ramadan. Someone's talking about Siyam and the fiqh of Siyam. And you're still trying to figure out what is going on. That is our case right now. So today, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, and time is always against us. Today, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, it's time after we, we slept, we heard that people talk about Ramadan, it's time to open our eyes right now because there is no time, all right? And we know Ramadan comes once a year, and we do not know whether or not we're going to be able to witness the next Ramadan or not. There are so many people, you and I, they know people, probably they were sharing the same food and they were at the same table with us, right? The tables are missing some chairs right now. Why? Because some people passed away. And those same people were with us last year. They were fasting Ramadan. They were making dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, but they're not with us, right? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the opportunity to witness this month of Ramadan, to have your sins forgiven, to renew your iman and your energy and your spirituality and your connection with Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see, alhamdulillah for this. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may or may not come to you again. So treat it as if it is your last Ramadan, because it might be your last Ramadan or my last Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, there is a statement that I heard before, and I really like a lot. It goes, if you understand the whys of things, the how will be easier. In other words, if you understand the reasons, the process will be easier. All right? So why do we pray? Why do we perform Hajj? All right? Why do we fast? What is the point? Like, what is the point of fasting? Is it just to lose weight? All right? Is it just to be healthy? Is it just like, the only thing we taught our children that, so we feel that the hunger and the thirst of the less fortunate people in Africa and in Asia and the Middle East and North America and so on and so forth? All right? Is that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and I to fast from dawn, from Fajr till Maghrib? Is that the reason really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to, that some people out there are hungry? We already know that some people are hungry. Sometimes we'll starve, So you can easily figure, you realize this, right? And know that some people are suffering and struggling. It's normal, all right? So Ramadan is much more than that. Siyam is much more than that, brothers and sisters. So today, let's talk about Ramadan and present Ramadan as a school. I want you to imagine that you are looking into a school, all right? Or you're going to be admitted into a school, all right? And this school has some conditions, right? Admission requirement, all right? And in that school, you will have some classes. And after you work on the classes, at the end, all right, there will be some tests, finals. And after that, there will be graduation. Some people are going to pass with an A+. Some people are going to pass with, A, B, C, and some people are going to fail. That is the school of Ramadan. So when you think of Ramadan, I want you to think of Ramadan as a school. Literally, it's a school. It's a divine school. إنها مدرسة ربانية, مدرسة Ramadan. Okay, now together let's explore and navigate the classes that you and I are going to study during the month of Ramadan. So how many classes that we're going to study in Ramadan, and how can we excel, inshallah rabbil alameen, so we can get A+, inshallah rabbil alameen. So I have four classes that everyone is going to study, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan and learn in the month of Ramadan, inshallah rabbil alameen. But remember, someone will go through the classes with an A+, someone with an A, all the way to fail. And we don't want to fail because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was heard saying Ameen three times, famous hadith, then they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, we heard you saying Ameen three times. Well, I didn't know you were talking about. You say Ameen to what? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Atani Jibreel. Jibreel came down to me and he made three dua. So I said Ameen to three of them. One of them was, خَابَ وَخَسْرَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May the one who witnessed the month of Ramadan yet does not get an A or pass, may he fail. All right? So I said Ameen for that. We don't want to fail, we want to pass. So brothers and sisters, the four classes that we're going to study inshallah in the school of Ramadan, number one, the class of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the best class. You know, a lot of us, we don't focus on that particular class, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we fast? Simply because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to fast. That should be your answer number one for anyone who asks you any question. For our youngsters, your classmate, your friend asks you, why didn't you Muslim eat pork? Why didn't you guys eat pork? Why didn't you drink alcohol? All right? Answer, the first answer should be like this, because according to our faith, the Almighty God commands us not to do so. And then you can give reasoning. All right? But the first thing is because, and this is, and that, are you going to go through science? You're going to be lost. All right? Drinking alcohol is, but it's really bad. But you know, scientifically speaking, maybe if you take like a shot, like a little bit, it's good for your heart. Okay, how are you going to say about that? You know what I'm trying to say? Just, again, I don't want to get into this argument. But always, always, whenever you hear command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We heard and obey. Ya Allah, you asked us to fast. So, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And anything in your life, Ya Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 1 minute before Fajr, you're not allowed to fast. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. 1 minute after Maghrib, you're not allowed to fast. Right? سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Fast from Fajr to Maghrib. The adhan goes, Allahu Akbar, stop eating. Allahu Akbar from Maghrib, start eating. Allahu Akbar. Just two words. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, start eating and stop eating. Look at this. This is total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. It's not appropriate for a believing man or a believing woman that when Allah decrees something or commands them to something, that they say, we have a choice. All right, I know some people might not like to hear that. What do you mean? We have a choice. Yeah, you do have a choice, of course. When it comes to eating mandi or eating biryani, it's your choice, really. The spice level, that's your choice. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fast from this time to that time, we say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, there is no choice here. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hijab is fard, don't say, it's up to me, it's fard. All right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to do that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, riba is haram, period, that's it. If you're not convinced, it's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're struggling to fulfill the obligations and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows your struggle. But do not object. Do not say, the hijab, no, it's not far. I don't think anyone should wear it. You should not say that. This is very dangerous. You should say that, I know it's far, but I am struggling with my hijab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the ability to fulfill that. That is the mindset of a believer. If you're not able to fulfill an obligation, if you're not able to fast in the month of Ramadan, don't go out and tell people that. What is the point? Why do we have to starve ourselves? All right? Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beautiful ayat in Surah Taha, he said, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Musa, what do you have in your right hand? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا. Huh? It's a staff that I lean on it, I use it. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآمِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. I use it for the sheep, and I have other uses for it. You know what's interesting here? I know this is kind of, you know, a side note, but I find it to be very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam one question. He said, what do you have in your hand, Musa? He said, it's a staff, you know, it's asa. Okay? That's the only question. That's it. He could have said, Ya Allah, I have a staff in my hand. What do you have, Sheikh, in your hand? That's a mobile phone. That's it. Do I have to go on and tell you this is Apple and this is 15 or 14 or 16? I don't know, the last one I started, you know, keeping up with the new updates, right? I don't know which one is that. And then also I have the software, this and that. There is no need. But Musa alayhi salam, he took the question from Allah. قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا. And also, Ya Allah, I use it for my sheep, you know, to take care of the sheep. And then he said, وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَأَرِبُ أُخْرَى. I have other usage for it. You know why Musa alayhi salam said that? He was hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ask, what other usage do you have for it, Ya Musa? So Musa alayhi salam can continue the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But that's a side note. Now, Musa is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is all what I have, the staff that I use it for my life, I use it for the sheep, I need it. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Throw it, Ya Musa. Huh, what happened? فَأَلْقَاهَا. Immediately, he threw it. Immediately. Subhanallah al-Ali al-Azim. Look at that, what is this? Submission. Submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by questioning everything. Ya Allah, you tested me so much. Why? Ya Allah, you give me a child and you took it back. Why? Ya Allah, I had a beautiful job and I lost it. Why? Ya Allah, my wife is giving me a hard time. My husband is giving me a hard time. I prayed istikhara. You asked me to pray istikhara before zawaj, before marriage. I prayed istikhara and I consulted people and I got stuck with a very bad man or a very bad woman. Why? Right? We don't ask these questions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alqiha ya Musa. Khalas, accept. Accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, this is the first lesson we learn in the month of Ramadan. In the school of Ramadan, we learn that submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do that. We do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not do that. Hadr ya Allah. Same thing for Hajj, same thing for Salah. If you treat Islam with that mindset, everything will be easy for you. But still, you need to understand the why. Like, but why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to fast? What is the point? There was a physician in New York City. I had a conversation with her. And she said, Imam, I understand, nowadays the concept of intermittent fasting. Allahu Akbar. Now we love Siyam all of a sudden because of the intermittent fasting. We brag about our fasting because the intermittent fasting. Our religion is beautiful. Our religion, mashallah, is the most scientific religion in the world. Our iman is increasing because of that. All of a sudden, right? Before, we wouldn't even tell people that we fast from Fajr till Maghrib. But now we actually come forward. Yeah, we fast. Oh, you guys, it's just like the intermittent fasting. Allahu Akbar. Did the Sahaba al-Kiram, did they know about intermittent fasting? Absolutely not. Did you know about this? No. But what did you do? They fasted. Why? سَمِعَنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. If Allah discloses the wisdom for me, alhamdulillah, لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعْ إِيمَانِهِمْ نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. What if Allah doesn't disclose you the hikmah and the wisdom? Huh? Still, سَمِعَنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And that is the concept of a believer, of Abdullah Azza wa Jal. You cannot say La ilaha illallah by your mouth without believing La ilaha illallah in your heart. Believing La ilaha illallah, you wouldn't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe in Allah. I trust La ilaha illallah. No one can harm me except Allah. No one can benefit me except Allah. No one can give me happiness and sa'ada and hayat tayyiba except Allah. No one can take this sa'ada except for Allah. No one has control over my paycheck except Allah. No one has control over my job or my children or my wife except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. So when you say La ilaha illallah, you need to understand what's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. We don't just say things. Again, time is always against us. And there's no time to talk about the other three classes that we learn in this beautiful school of Ramadan, right? But I can just tell you that the classes, and then inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to come back here, we can continue the discussion inshallah. The second lesson is self-determination. Ramadan teaches us something beautiful. And I want you, brothers and sisters, as you start the month of Ramadan, to keep this in your mind. Ramadan teaches us to say no. No to what? To halal. So when halal comes ahead of us, in front of us, we say no to it easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this water, this is halal, you can drink it. It's your water, but from Fajr to Maghrib, you are not allowed to drink it. Is it possible, would it make sense to anyone that after Ramadan or outside the iftar, I hold a bottle of alcohol and drink it? I already stayed away from haram. Why would it be hard to stay away from haram, stayed away from halal? Why would it be hard to stay away from haram then? Right? You have your spouse, it's all your halal, but Allah says from Maghrib to Isha, لا تقربوا النساء. Then why would some people go out and seek haram relationship outside marriages? Ramadan teaches us, Habibi, say no. Say no to halal. Because when haram comes to you, you will say, listen, I already said no to halal for 30 days. Why would I say yes to haram? Why wouldn't I say no to haram right now? It's a beautiful lesson to learn from the school of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. Right? Before Ramadan, our nafs would lead us. Huh? Would lead us. The nafs controlled us. Ramadan gives us control over our nafs. Because our nafs, just like babies, they always say, do not baby the baby. If you give your child everything they ask for, I promise they're going to be spoiled brats. They were going to be spoiled. They would want more, and they're not going to be grateful. If you feed your nafs every time they ask you, if you give haram every time the nafs asks you, guess what? Your nafs is leading you. It's going to be spoiled. Then the haram will become easy. You'll become numb to sins. Ramadan comes to us, brother and sister, to give us this discipline that I have control. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the mind and the brain. If I can control my desire, I will be elevated to higher status than angels, right? If I follow my nafs and my desires, unfortunately, you go below the other creations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor you. Ramadan, in the school of Ramadan, you learn this without even realizing. Ramadan teaches you a taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be mindful of Allah. Allah can see me. Allah can see me. Allah can hear me. When people say, Sheikh, I was, you know, eating, I was brushing my teeth, and some toothpaste, you know, came inside my stomach and so on and so forth. Is my fasting still accepted, right? Is it my fast is still allowed, right? What would they ask this question? Because the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that person goes to the kitchen or the restaurant or something, eat, would anyone really care? Why wouldn't they eat? Why? Because أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't they know that Allah can see them? You develop this taqwa in the month of Ramadan without realizing. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, Ramadan is coming, inshallah. Make the most out of it. Come to the masajid. Even if you did not come before Ramadan, come to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will welcome you, inshallah, rabbil alameen. Don't say, I don't want to be a hypocrite. No, you're not a hypocrite. Allah will always open the door for you. Come pray taraweeh. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pour your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, and He sees your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَا يَعْلَوْ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He knows your intention. He knows my intention. And He is going to reward us upon that. According to that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to witness the month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْمَقْبُولِينَ يَا رَبَّ